In recent times, there have been surprising changes in the Antarctic ozone hole, which is important for our environment. Normally, we thought the ozone layer was getting better, but something unexpected has been happening in October, mid-spring, since 2001. A new study tells us that during mid-spring, the core of the Antarctic ozone has become 26% smaller since 2004. Imagine it like a hole in a protective layer around the Earth, and this hole is growing bigger in October. But here's the interesting part. In September, early spring, the ozone is still getting better. So, it's like two different stories in two different seasons. The Montreal Protocol, which was created in 1987, is like a set of rules to protect the ozone layer. It identified harmful substances that were hurting the ozone layer and banned them. This was good because it helped the ozone layer start healing, like a wound healing when you stop poking it. However, in the past 3 years, from 2020 to 2022, something unexpected happened. Large and long-lasting ozone holes reappeared over Antarctica during mid-spring. It's like the hole in the protective layer is coming back, even though we thought it was getting better. But in early spring, there's still a bit of good news as the ozone hole is getting smaller. Monitoring the ozone layer is like going to the doctor for regular checkups. We need to keep an eye on it because Earth's climate is changing. The ozone layer in the southern hemisphere, especially over Antarctica, affects the weather and seasons there. So, changes in the ozone layer can impact how the climate works in that part of the world. Scientists studied data from 2001 to 2022 to understand what's happening with the ozone layer. What they found is that the good news we heard about the ozone layer getting better in spring seems to have disappeared in 2022. Instead, the core of the ozone layer in the middle stratosphere has been losing ozone consistently since 2004. This loss might be because of changes happening in the atmosphere above the stratosphere and the ozone layer. These changes in the atmosphere are affecting how the ozone layer behaves, especially during mid-spring. So, even though we've tried to make things better, the Antarctic ozone hole is still growing in October, and we need to figure out why. Understanding all of this is crucial to deal with the ongoing problem of the Antarctic ozone hole and its effects on the weather in the southern hemisphere. We have to keep studying and watching to know exactly what's happening and what we should do next to keep the ozone layer safe.